Welcome to Doomscroll. I'm Matt Sheffield.
And I'm Lisa Curry. And today's guest is a friend of the show, friend of mine. We're somewhere between acquaintances and friends.
Yeah, we text.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to claim you. Anyway, comedian and author Corey Forrester.
Hey, everybody.
Corey, how are you?
Oh, man, you know, living the dream. It's a beautiful day in democracy and the greatest country on earth. How can I complain? Woke up alive.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, and it is a good day because Donald Trump, one of his trials actually fucking started today. So like you can't ask for more, I think.
He's actually in court, which is nice. I also read just before we started recording, I saw a tweet that says he apparently dozed off in court. Which it's boring to be charged with crimes.
So he's just now like actually in court because I feel like he's been in court for a very long time on account of I keep seeing like court renderings of him looking like a toucan or whatever. And like, I just got to tell you, the next time I go to court, I hope it's for some rich people shit because it seems so laissez-faire. Like if you hear me talking and you see how I look, you can ascertain that, yes, I've been to court. A lot, you know what I mean? But every time I went to court, it was like I did the thing. And then not long after that, I had to go to court and it didn't go well for me. But when you're rich, it seems like they accuse you of something. And then 5 years later, maybe we'll go talk to a judge about it.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll get convicted. That's basically, and that is His entire strategy for everything is delay, 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 and file all these bullshit motions. And he can get away with it because he's having his people pay, his donors are paying for this shit. Donald Trump is the greatest scammer in American history. Like,
yeah, it's inspirational. There's no one better. Honestly, I'm not even kidding. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm the fool here. I'm paying my own bills.
Yeah.
What a joke.
No, you're correct in saying sincerely that it is amazing because like I talk about that every now and then with my liberal minded friends and I'll be like, dude, honestly, what Trump's doing is incredible. And some of them will be like, oh, nothing that guy does is incredible. I'm like, hold on. I hate him. What he's doing is wrong. But the word wrong is not the antithesis of incredible. Things can be incredible and wrong. What he's doing is fucking amazing. Like, regardless of whether you like him or not, when it comes to grifting, no one on earth has ever been the snake oil salesman that this dude has. And like, because he campaigns on, why not elect me? I don't need your money. I won't even take a salary. And then 6-7 years later, it's, hey, either PayPal me or you can buy this gold plated horseshoe that has my initials on it to pay for my, and they move the goalpost so much. They're like, well, we have to, it's patriotic to give this guy money, even though he doesn't need it because he's the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
Well, and it's even better than that though, too, because some of his followers are starting GoFundMes for him. Mm-hmm. he's barely even having to ask for it. They're like, we got it, boss, we're taking care. If my fans actually GoFundMe for me, I'll take it, please.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, although I will say it's actually not raised very much money, thankfully. But here's the other thing, is like there's a scandal of Trump's that almost nobody knows about, and he confessed to it already and it just went away. And here's what it is. Donald Trump in 2020, he scammed millions of dollars from his donors. He checked a box for them by default that said, double my donation.
Oh, yes. My God.
He's the fucking goat. God.
Yes. And he literally stole their money and he had to give it back because he broke the law. And he admitted that he stole from his own supporters.
Did he
still give
it back?
Money. This is fucking incredible.
Yeah, it's a weird situation because on the one hand, I don't want Trump to have money, but on the other hand, I want people that like him to have less money. So it didn't all not work.
It is tough because I'm also like, I need to scam these people, but then I'm like, but then I have to pretend that I support him in some way. Like I would have to make the t-shirts that I would then be subjected to seeing later.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's sort of like I feel like I could be a televangelist and a really good one, but what I'd have to do is throw away all of my pride and dignity, and I'm not willing to do that. And I assume you aren't either.
No, and there are comedians who are, and are making a whole lot of money. And the farther away I feel that I am from home ownership in Los Angeles, it's like on a curve, I guess, where the farther away I get, the more willing I am to entertain that idea. I'm like, give me another 3 years of things not taking off, and you will see me.
Yeah. I just had a kid. My price has changed a lot. I mean, I'm being honest with you. My saving grace is that I still live in my hometown where like I've got a really nice house that doesn't cost a lot of money, and inflation's hit everywhere. But in Chickamauga, Georgia, it don't cost a lot to live. And that's my saving grace, because it sort of keeps me from entertaining selling smooth out. Because I think like every now and then I see what these people are doing, and I'm like, if I switch teams for just one year, I could retire, and then I could be like, hey guys, I was just kidding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, somebody actually did that. Somebody did that.
Kristen Sinema.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. She did too. Yes. But Michael Wolff, you remember that guy that wrote that book about the Trump White House?
Oh yeah, it was the burning, the book was called something burning. It goes for 10 cents at McKay's. I know that.
Yeah, I forget what it was, but like, no, he was like, he's like a famous writer, and he wrote one column in Vanity Fair, I think. It was something like, yeah, Donald Trump is smarter than people think he is. And that gave him a golden ticket access to the Trump White House. And he wrote this entire book saying all these people are fucking crazy lunatics. and he took one article and they let him in the door. It's incredible.
I mean, that, again, inspiring.
I know, yeah.
What are we doing? We got to log off and run a grift.
Fire and Fury, that's what it was called.
That's what it was.
I said burning. I knew it was fire something. But yeah, dude, at my local, McKay's is a resale bookstore where it's like thrifty. I go there all the time, and it's the book that is in the most quantity. Like, there's a whole section just for Fire and Fury, and they're all like 10 cents. Because they can't give them away. And because it's in my region, what I think happened was a bunch of people just knew, oh, this is that guy that wrote that column. It's about Trump. It's Fire and Fury. That doesn't necessarily make me think it's against him. They all bought it and then were like, wait a minute. And then now you can, there's no other explanation for it. Because like, I remember when that book came out, I guess people thought that I was like, I don't think many liberals give a shit to read this book. Like, even though it's condemning him, I was like, I don't think we can just read his Twitter feed. We don't need to spend $30.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. It was an incredible grift. And every once in a while, I will kick myself and be like, okay, Matt, you were making all this money in right wing media, and now you're doing this. Was it worth it? And it's like, well, at least I can look in the mirror.
Yeah, but you'd have a way bigger mirror.
Yeah, true. No, I like that. Chris Sununu guy, the New Hampshire governor that was on, I think it was this week on Sunday. This dude was out there saying Donald Trump is psychotic and a criminal and delusional and whatever when Nikki Haley was running and he was in favor of her. Now he's like, well, I guess I'm in favor of Trump now. And George Stephanopoulos was like, wait a second. You said all that stuff about him. Is he not those things now?
So just to sum up, you would support him for president, even if he's convicted in classified documents. You support him for president, even though you believe he contributed to an insurrection. You support him for president, even though you believe he's lying about the last election. You support him for president, even if he's convicted in the Manhattan case. I just want to say the answer to that is yes, correct?
Yeah, me and 51% of America.
Governor, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
It's a thing though. Like, I've heard people around here, some of my family, be like, they were like, if Donald Trump legitimately murdered a person, I would still vote for him over Joe Biden, because it's like, well, 'cause he didn't kill me. You know what I mean? It's like, I still think he'd be a better president.
I have family like that as well. And it's like one family member who's still like super MAGA keeps going on about immigrants this and immigrants that. But meanwhile, these people aren't paying attention to like the actual policy that was moving forward, that Biden was backing, that Trump was railing against. And it was exactly everything that he wanted in the first place, or like not, maybe not he wanted, because he wanted a fucking moat with alligators and snakes and shit, but like it was what Republicans wanted also, and what all these people are saying they wanted, but it was they weren't paying any attention to this.
Well, like Biden did a lot of that stuff with the rural infrastructure and manufacturing. Like a lot of people in America, in rural America, in Trump America, have a job now because of Joe Biden. And but it's also like a failure of Joe Biden for not fucking telling them that and telling them where this shit came from. And it's like,
I think a really good like black ops thing for Democrats to use in their favor is like all of these Republican bills that are horrible and should not get passed, but are pretty popular. They should just get Joe Biden to back all of them, because then his supporters will be like, wait a minute, there's no way. And then there you go. That's what I'd do. But Democrats don't play to win. You know what I mean?
No. No, not at all.
I mean, speaking of dirty tricks, though, like the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. campaign, it is crystal clear now that this whole thing is designed to trick gullible, stupid liberals into voting for this guy. And this woman who was running his campaign in New York, she basically said that her name is Rita. Okay, so this woman who's running Kennedy's New York State operation, named Rita Palma, she gave a speech to Republicans over there and was like, hey, you guys, we have the same enemy, and it's Joe Biden. So I'm going to just roll the clip. She said all of this on video. It's incredibly stupid, but, you know, here it is.
If nobody gets to 270, then Congress picks the president. So who are they going to pick? Who are they going to pick if it's a Republican Congress? They'll pick Trump. So we're rid of Biden either way. Does everybody follow that? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the polling suggests, but as soon as RFK like announced his candidacy and started going on a lot of podcasts to talk, I've actually had the inclination to believe that he's going to be stealing a lot more votes from Trump than he is Biden. And I'm basing that solely on my buddies from around here who were Trump supporters, but told me, I think I would vote for RFK. You know what I mean? So like, it might not be, I hear you, but it might not be as clear cut as they think. But
it's possible. You know, I think you're right that it's possible, because that's who's talking to him, is these crazy right wing podcasters.
Right.
But I mean, the intention, they've made it crystal clear, is we're anti-vax lunatics and Joe Biden is not. And so that's our aim. But, you know, they're crazy and stupid, so it might not work for him. But yeah. It's just, I don't know. I like his, the other wrinkle though, is that he named this woman, Nicole Shanahan, as his running mate. And she's a former Democratic donor. She's the ex-wife of one of the Google founders. So she's got a shit ton of money.
Right.
And he was talking about running as a libertarian until he got her to sign the checks, basically.
and so what, he's running as a, is he,
so now he's not going to do that. Yeah.
Okay. But is he running as a Democrat, or is he just running as an independent? Like
as an independent, some random party whose name I can't even remember. And no one.
I mean, I do like, I like the idea of more people running for president. So we just have two fucking options, but am I crazy to think it's like mid-April is a little bit late to be trying to pick up steam? It's like we're already moving forward, guys. There's not enough visibility of him.
I to be honest, like, I don't know why anyone would vote for one of these third party candidates, you know, unless you're just like, I live in the state,
one of the three of them, and I'm like, yeah.
well, there's that too.
It's a catch 22, because like the argument that the people make for voting for third party is, they're like, look, don't you agree that there should be more than two choices? Which I'd say most sane Americans are like, absolutely. And they'll be like, okay, well, until one of these third party candidates gets enough votes, it's not going to be viable. So like, if you keep just voting for the two, then it's always going to be a two party system. And I'm like, yes, okay, accurate. However, when it comes down to it, as it is, it's just going to fuck up the election for one person. And right now, it feels like this is too important of an election. Now, granted, like, I don't know if there will ever be a time going forward where it doesn't feel like that. Like, I know that every election, someone's made the argument, this is the most important election of our lifetime. As crazy as it sounds, I'm sure there were some people saying that about Clinton and Dole, and it couldn't have been a less important election. but like, I don't know, man, like, because I'm with you. I wish we could snap our fingers and like, there's six viable parties that are like, if they got a little bit of that over in England, like it's not just the conservatives or the Whigs or the whatever. I don't know, dude. It sucks. But like, this ain't the goddamn year to start pulling the lawnmower apart because we got grass up to our ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. 100%. It feels like this is unfortunate, but grow up. These are the options. It's like it feels like a kid being asked to choose which parent they want to live with after a divorce. And they're like, I want to live with Santa. And they're like, well, that's not an option.
Right.
Mom or dad. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
well, you have two options. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and the options and are the thing, a dad who beats the shit out of you or a mom who's kind of annoying. And everyone's like, oh, well, they're both kind of the same. You know what I mean?
when you think about it, Corey, a mom that's annoying could be worse because she, at the end of the day, she is a woman. Yep. So,
dude, I'm with you. I made the analogy for a reason.
That was Hillary in 2016. Yeah.
Right.
But you know what, though? You know what, though? Like, there is actually a solution to this whole third party problem, which is ranked choice voting.
Right.
Whenever I try to tell somebody who's into like other party candidates about it, their eyes glaze over. And I'm like, this is the only way that you have a chance. So you should fucking focus on this before you do any of this other bullshit about candidates. Like, your candidates will go nowhere. But if you let people vote for more than one candidate, then that's good for you. So fucking do that. But they don't do it. And like, that's why to some degree, I have to think that a lot of these people that are out there are just trying to beat. They are trying to beat the spoiler. I mean, I think like Cornel West, like, why the fuck is that dude running for president? He has no experience, no qualifications. He owes over $100,000 in taxes and child support.
That's it. That's rookie numbers for somebody running for president. God damn, he's got to get them up.
It's also like, I mean, just name recognition alone. I'm like, what, did 10,000 people in the country know who he is? Same thing with RFK. I'm like, if I ask any one of my friends in Indiana, like, oh, what do you think about RFK running? They'd be like, who? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Bobby's boy? No, just... What?
Didn't he die in a plane accident?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
That reminds me, though, of Trump over the weekend. He had another bout of dementia at one of his speeches, and it is just a thing to behold. And I'm going to actually roll a clip of some of his greatest hits here. Hold on, I got to make sure I have the right one. Oh, fuck, they're both the same.
Is this Gettysburg?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
So good.
So, all right. So here is the clip.
Your great weakness. This would not have United States seal.
So he said weakness. Yeah. So, and there's more, like, this is all from one speech here. So he's now here. He's talking about the United States.
You could win this. Absolutely. Cabin.
Yeah. Right side broad. They literally put fucking ads on the TV. Yeah. When I first saw that, I was like, what the fuck is this? Is this Trump putting that on the screen? What is this? But no, it's just typical right-wing media rifting.
A million in cash or Uncle Tom's cabin? Which one do you want? It's a tough choice. Also, he looks like a bratwurst right now. This is a different tan. He's been several different shades, but this is new.
Yeah. Maybelline actually just continued his last makeup shade.
Yeah. So here in this second one, he's talking about United States Seal Company.
United States Seal Company, one of the great companies of the world 50 years ago, is being sold to Japan.
What? Yeah. Sniff his who knows what he's on. There.
If he gets any tanner, he's going to get stopped at the border. Look at his ass right there.
Yeah.
He's
This
I
is
just want to know his makeup routine. If he's, if somebody else is doing it, does he use primer? Is he going with an under eye concealer? Is this liquid?
Yeah, he could use a smoky eye. I think that would really flatter him.
Yeah. So, and here's the third one here.
Magazine that I've never read. Just
Magazine. What? Magazine that he's never read. And then here, this was the worst one here. Oh.
This week it was reported that an illegal alien,
What are these people, the people in the crowd, is there, I mean, I see Schneckelsville, Pennsylvania. I assume there's not a goddamn other thing to do there.
Of course not.
Like, no, that's why Trump does these things in these small towns, because there's nowhere else to go. Like, you're going to go and drink yourself into a stupor at the bar? Like, you already did that yesterday.
Schneckelsville sounds like a made-up town that a comedian would say he was just at. Like, oh, yeah, I was in Schneckelsville last week, and they really got that joke.
Yep. And
look at this dude in the Letterman jacket and backwards hat. Like, if you typed into AI, hey, AI, draw me the kid who beats up everybody in high school but is actually gay, it would be that dude. Oh, it's a Confederate hat. Oh my God, extra points.
Yeah, Confederate in Pennsylvania, because that's the side they were on.
That's stolen valor.
I never want to have another president who does speeches in a baseball hat.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I will say that I do like about Trump that I hope more presidents or presidential candidates do is I don't like the stuff he says, but I do respect the fact that he just goes off book. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't he speaks from the heart. He doesn't have talking points like, I better hit this. I mean, he does, but like, very fucking loose with it. Every day is like open mic, and he's already burned his last hour on a special,
he's just
got a notebook full of premises, and he's like, what about this one, huh? It's inspiring.
Yeah. Well, part of what his appeal to people, where I was like, well, you can't argue with that, was when he was running the first time around and he's calling out, like, these people are lying, these people are scamming you. And I was like, well, yeah, they are. Yep. And no other politician will say that. They're like, Hillary standing up there like, no, we would never. And it's like, you're not helping.
Well, yeah, no, and like, that's the whole thing with the Trump prosecutions, because there are so many rich people who get away with crimes all the time. Like, that's how they got rich, is they committed crimes. But they're not prosecuted. So in a certain sense, Trump supporters are not wrong to say they feel he's being singled out, because he spent his whole life getting away with shit. Like, the dude should have been in jail multiple times over, and he should have been forced to have personal bankruptcy, because he never did that either. Like, he just made his companies bankrupt. And like, so he hasn't actually been held accountable for his crimes. And so for people to, I mean, it's bullshit to say, well, okay, he committed 100 crimes and we're going to prosecute 3 of them now, so therefore we shouldn't do that. No, that doesn't work that way. But, you know, it's still, I can get the whining just a little bit there. Oh, man. All right. Well, let's see. How about we just go to the Scrabble one then, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. So right wingers, God bless them, they're angry at Scrabble for changing the rules. And
I can't say the N-word anymore in Scrabble. It used to be a triple word.
I'm like, who, first of all, who's fucking reading that? I've played Scrabble 100 times. I don't know the actual rules of the game. Who can, I'm not in that.
Just play it the way you've always played it. It's the same pieces, right?
It's not like Mr. Scrabble is going to come knock down your door.
Well, and plus, who even plays fucking Scrabble? Like, when was the last time anybody played Scrabble?
Now.
I mean, like that's what my thought is. Like, because whenever a company goes and like does something like this to be like, oh, we're doing a different thing there, it's because their sales are in the fucking toilet and no one's buying their shit. So they want you to talk about it. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with woke or, you know, any of this shit. It's just like they want someone to talk about it, like the M&Ms or whatever the fuck.
Anybody mad that Scrabble changed their rules cannot spell. I don't know who this is for. Like, also, how the fuck did they make Scrabble woke? Like, you've always been able to spell out trans rights with the little blocks. Like, no one's been stopping you from doing that. Like, what is this rule?
Well, okay. Well, so, and it's not even the official. So there, it's an additional set of rules in which it is team oriented and not about winning.
Oh, that's so it. It's like a participation trophy thing that they're mad about.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically to make it less competitive. And it's like, have you ever played Scrabble with a five-year-old? Are you really getting off beating a five-year-old at Scrabble? Like, there's something fucking wrong with you.
Well, I don't play
anything. That's where you get your life satisfaction.
I don't play anything unless I'm going to win. But, like, also, just play by the fucking rules that you want to play. Like, no.
And they're not getting rid of them, yeah.
Right, no. Right, yeah. If no board game can write something in their rules to make you more or less competitive, either be competitive or don't. Like,
yeah,
hate this fucking world. I love Monopoly. I couldn't tell you what the official rules are. I have no idea.
That's the whole point of a fucking board game is you do whatever the fuck you want with it. And who cares what the rules
also,
are?
Also, if somebody comes by, if you do get roped into a game night for some reason, if you do end up at a game night, and the second somebody starts talking about official rules, I'm leaving. What are we doing?
Right. No, I'm with you. I don't like game night because I think it brings out the worst in people. And also, most of my friends are idiots and therefore bad teammates at like Pictionary. Like, I get so fucking furious when we're playing like Trivial Pursuit, like in a group or whatever. Because like, I'm like, why? Would this group of people want to play a game where you have to know shit when you were the least shit knowing motherfuckers that I've ever met in my life? Like, I'm carrying all of you. I hate it.
Yeah. This is why I don't go to bar trivia anymore.
Yeah. The last game night I ever went to was at this married couple's house, and it was like a couple's game night. I went with my first boyfriend, and we were playing, I think it was Scattergories, the one where you get one word on you're in teams and your team partner gets one word on a card and there's a list of words that they can't say.
Yeah.
No, taboo.
That's taboo.
Taboo, sorry. There's a list of words you can't say, but you have to give a one word clue to your partner. Yeah. And the fewer guesses it takes them, the more points you get. So we're going around and around. My ex and I are getting it right on every single, like the first guess every single time. And the woman hosting the party is starting to get angry and starting to accuse us of cheating. So then I get the clue Muhammad Ali and purposely to just really hit the word hard so that he would know what I'm saying. Instead of, I know his name was Cassius Clay, I said Cassius to try to like really hit it. He guesses it. She explodes, starts screaming. By the way, she's well into her 30s at this point. Probably like close to 40, starts screaming, "They're fucking cheating. I know they're cheating. She didn't even pronounce the word correctly." Storms into her room, slams the door, locks her husband out. And then we're all just sitting there like, what the fuck just happened? And then we just kind of quietly gathered our things and no one said a word and we all left. And I've not attended another game night since.
No reason to.
Psychotic. I would say she's mad about the Scrabble, but she actually died a couple of years ago. So,
oh yeah,
she missed her chance to be mad at Scrabble
from blood pressure. Yeah, high blood pressure. it's just dumb. Like, I mean, like the only people left playing board games at this point are people that just want to have fun and relax.
Right.
So, like the people who are mad about this don't even fucking play Scrabble.
People want to get drunk and have game nights, and I'm like, game night is for people who don't drink. Like, you're already drinking. Like, just put on music, you fucking idiot. You know, we don't need to play Trivial Pursuit. Let's just talk about meaningless things. That's what a party is.
So yeah, you know, and at the end of the day, I mean, all this did it did exactly what Mattel wanted, which is get people promotion. Talking about Scrabble. And so, hey, we're doing it right now. So
yeah, and this is the lead into our Scrabble night, which is beginning now.
Yeah, let me pull up the Chiron here.
Well, okay, but that is our last story for today. So for Corey, people, if they want to follow what you're up to, and besides Scrabble, where should they go?
I would love you to join my Substack. It's bonuscorey.com. I do essays. If you like my rants on the internet, I do them in more long form on my Substack, and it's a lot of fun. You can follow me on all the socials and listen to my podcast, Putting on Airs with Trey Crowder, where two hillbilly dum-dums talk about fancy things and their culture.
I love it. Please follow me on Instagram at Olympian Lisa Curry. That's all I ask. Pretty simple. Yep. And if you're in Los Angeles, I'm opening for Todd Barry in the Netflix Is a Joke Comedy Yay. Festival on May 11th. Yeah, I'm excited.
Right.
I love
awesome. Todd. Awesome. All right, and everybody make sure to follow at Doom Scroll Show on all your favorite places, and I am at Matt Sheffield on most of those places as well. So we will see everybody next week.
Yeah.